Who's picking your music? My compliments, whoever is.
Oh, you like it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Van Halen, I'm out there, man.
Hey, Coach, just your.
You don't want to talk about music, Ray?
No, I
don't. Okay.
We can if you want. It's your show.
I know.
Just your just sort of general reaction to Deshaun Golston being with you again this week and what that means moving forward as far as penalties and things that you tried to clean up.
Well, Deshaun's become a big part of our defense, obviously, and it's great that we have him back. We're fortunate. You know, the whole Deshaun's a physical player, and we're going to work very hard. You know, I don't want to be in this position. I know he doesn't want to be in this position, and it's something that we got to work very hard on. We did after week one. We got to get it corrected because we can't afford to lose him, and we want to play the game within the rules. And it's not just Deshaun. I mean, the guys are playing very physical. We got to make sure we lower that strike zone, and we've spent a lot of time talking about it. So hopefully we'll get it done.
Offense, it just hasn't quite clicked. You said before that it hasn't quite been in sync, not in rhythm. What do you think is the problem? There's obviously a lot of them, but what do you think the issue is there? How do you get that correct?
We just need to keep practicing, get better, get in a groove. It'll come. You just got to keep working at it. You know, I know it's your job to report on it, but we have to go out and just work on it and be more detailed and more focused. That's what practice is for, and it'll click. It's clicked before. It's not like, you know, it's not like this group hasn't done it together. We just need to get it going and soon.
Are you seeing signs that it's close to clicking? Or mm-hmm. It should be clicking, and maybe it's just a little.
Yeah, but
missed here and you mm-hmm. missed there.
Yeah, but I saw those signs before. You know, we need to do it during the week, and then we need to carry it to the game field on Sunday. And I'm confident we will. I believe that our guys will do that. But until we do it, it's belief.
What can you tell us about your meeting with Revis yesterday?
Oh, that was brief and very nice of him to come up and see me. Not necessary, you know, but there was a lot of stuff floating around, I guess. And he said, Coach, I just want to set it straight. It was great. It was good to see him, but not really necessary. And I told him, I said, I love coaching you. He said, I love playing here. Let's go. I mean, we're there was nothing. So it's good that he came up. I appreciate him doing that. He wasn't requested.
It was requested.
No, that was on him.
Too much drama in the last 2 weeks here.
Well, you know, outside these walls, yes, and but not in, you know, not for me, not for this team, I don't think. I think they're just working. You know, we're practicing, we're getting better. We're close. Close isn't good enough. You know, we got to get over that hump. But no, that's not, it doesn't affect inside these walls. I know it's noisy outside, I guess. People tell me that, but we're good.
Offense struggled early last year, first few games. And, do you see any parallels between the early struggle this year, early struggle last year, or is it totally different?
There might be some. You know, you'd hate to say that, right? Because fool me twice, shame on me. But I hope it clicks like it did last year. That's what we're working toward.
We saw Carl Nix out there today. Is he ready to go for game day, do you think, as long as everything stays on track?
Too early to make that declaration, but it was good to see him in pads, right? I mean, it's been a while. Now we'll wake up tomorrow with hopeful hearts that it responds well, and just got to wait and see.
We did not see Gabe Karami. Is he on the injury?
Gabe's sick.
Sick.
Yeah, illness. Yep.
The defense has done some impressive things in these first couple weeks, but that knockout punch has been missing. Is that what's the next level?
We need to play better 2 minute. You know, whether it's smarter or better coaching, whatever it is, we need to be a little bit better in that. So I guess, you know, if that's what you call the knockout, I just think it's a phase of the game that we haven't. I think our guys feel very comfortable in every phase, and maybe we just haven't gotten there in 2 minutes. Not by a lack of effort, because we work on it. You know, you've been at training camp. We do it every day. But we need to just get a little bit better, and we will. You know, that's finishing a game. And the reality is in this league – you know, I don't want to put a false percentage on it and be exaggerating, but, I mean, it's almost like half the games, 40% of the games come down to a two-minute drill one way or the other, right? So two-minute or four-minute offense and defense is usually what happens in the NFL. There's not a lot of those big blowouts. So, yes, we have to be better in that phase on defense, but we'll get there.
When Darrell signed, he said he told you and he told us that he thrives on –
give me that guy, give me the best receiver, I'll lock him down or put him on Revis Island. Have you used him that way, especially in those game-closing situations? Can you talk about why, say, for example, he wasn't in the slot with Marcus Colston?
Well, in general, I'll talk about it because that's what we're going to do again this week. We do use him in matchups. You know, I've moved on from New Orleans. Could I redo some things? Would I? Who knows? You know, again, at the time you make the decision you think is best, but we do. You know, he's playing a lot of matchup coverage, and certainly if you have a guy like Darrell, you do that because you have an opportunity to. So, yeah, he's got a big load on his shoulders, and he's carrying it well so far.
Greg, those 1 and 2 point games, which you point out is very prevalent in this league, you haven't gotten one of those yet. It's still early in your NFL coaching career. How frustrating is that? One of those haven't gone your way yet.
Yeah, I want them to go that way. That's why I come to work every day. So we'll get it. Yeah, it's frustrating, sure. Just when you lose, period, it's frustrating, Aaron. You know, when you put 80, 85, 90 hours of work into a week and then you don't achieve what you set out to achieve, frustrating would be probably the most mild word you could use. Yeah, so that's where we'll start, and we'll kind of climb from there.
Marjorie is a guy that is getting a lot of snaps. What is it that you like about him? What does he bring to this team?
Derek Landry?
Yeah.
I must have not said something. You know, Derek's hurt.
He's injured.
He's injured. Yeah, Derek has a MCL. He's going to be out for a little bit. I mean, he'll be back, but he's down. I don't know if that didn't. Well, I guess today's our first injury report. Okay. Hey, by the way, Derek Landry's out with an MCL. And, yeah, so he has been getting a lot of snaps, you're right. And he won't be for a few weeks. Yeah.
Coach, when you talk about you want to see how Carl's going to be, let's say, tomorrow, is it just conditioning? Is that all you're looking at now with him? Is that all you're concerned about?
Well, conditioning and the foot needs to keep being okay. You know, we're not going to risk, as I said earlier, we're not going to risk anything long-term for a short-term gain. You know, Carl's a buck. He's going to be a buck for a long time, and we don't want to mess anything up long-term by being short-sighted.
A lot of the Patriots have had two practices against them, a preseason game. They seem to be misfiring as well and having a lot of frustrations up there. What's your view of that Patriot offense and their struggles right now?
Well, I think it's a well-coached, very efficient group. I think, you know, every year they run the football. Everybody thinks about Tom Brady, and because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, without a doubt. But they run the football effectively. That's what you look at. And when they run it, they win. So, you know, you got to start by trying and attempting to stop the run. Now, that's difficult because you have that guy, number 12, standing there. They've had some injuries at the wide receiver position, but the guys are stepping up. You know, they've made plays. They've made enough plays to win. And when you're young at positions and you make enough plays to win, the confidence grows and it goes. Again, a really well thought out scheme. You know, the guys are very technically sound with the way they execute. So it's a huge challenge for our defense. They do a very good job of mixing it up. Run, pass, deep shot, screens, intermediate routes. They do it all, and they do it off play pass action. So it's going to be a big challenge for our defense.
You've had some time now.
What's your relationship like with Bill Belichick?
Excuse me, I missed that.
Aside from the play, you know, and you were just talking about scheme, but what is it about Bill Belichick? I know you guys are somewhat close. What is it about him that makes him such a great coach, and what have you been able to learn from him?
Well, I think, you know, the common passion for the game of football and what it's done in our lives is what brought us together, that and his son playing for us at Rutgers. And then, you know, he's a great coach. He's another Hall of Famer. So you're looking at, you know, certainly a challenge for all of us going up there to Foxborough, but that's what you're in it for. You know, you love it. You love that challenge.
Coach, you've had over a week to look at Jeff Demps behind the scenes. What do you see from him? You have a decision coming up to activate him to the 53 or not?
Well, he's starting to get his legs up under him, that's for sure. You know, and I don't mean that he was fast the day he walked out of there, but his football legs, you know, where you got to lean on people and block people and run through contact and all that. Yeah, we need to deal with that at the end of this week, and we will.
Greg, before two wins important.
Uh-oh.
Right here. Sorry, in the back. Every win's important, but how important one is this one, going on the road against a formidable opponent in New England, for the morale in that locker room?
16 one-game seasons. That's the way that that I approach it. That's the way we talk about it as a team. Sure, do we want to win this week? Yeah, because it's one of the 16. But it doesn't change what week 5, 8, 9, 16, 7, doesn't change how important those are. So what we do around here is we pour everything we have into our preparation for this one game season. And then at the end of it, you got to evaluate it. You sit back, you know. You can't let them run together, though. You know, and I know that's hard if you're not doing it every day. But if you're doing it every day, you got to go out and work. Those guys went out in 105-degree temperature today and worked for this game. You know, you can't live in the past, because otherwise you'll get hurt out there. And coaches, you can't live in the past. You got to get your butt on the film and break it down and figure out how we're going to do this. You know, that's the part about this game that's great. No matter how disappointed you are on Sunday night, you better get up early Monday and get to work, because you know what, the other team's doing it, and that competition is what makes it great. So we'll work our tails off, and we'll get up there, and we're going to play better. We're getting better. That's what we're doing, and hopefully that'll be good enough to get the W. Thanks.